أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of God, the All Compassionate, the All Merciful And may great peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad and his household Assalamu alaikum, my dear audience, brothers and sisters And welcome to the series of talks for humanity This is Hamza Azizi Previously, we've been talking about how to communicate with hypocrites according to the Quranic teachings. We said that before going to that, it is necessary to identify and to learn how to identify a hypocrite person, how to identify hypocrisy. Among all characteristics, of course, I said previously that there are a lot to say about hypocrites, but the most important characteristics I can quote for you from the Holy Book is four ones. The first one is monopolization, meaning that usually hypocrites seek every benefit for themselves. They are selfish. Usually they think about their own life, their own benefit, and their own happiness. Very rarely, they think about others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His Holy Book that يقولون, the hypocrites say, لَئِن رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ لَيُخْرَجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلُّ When we return to the city, the mighty will surely expel the abased from it. This quotes a story. Usually in the history of Prophet Muhammad and the history of Medina, the group of hypocrites used whether or not to participate in the battles or to participate but try to keep themselves distanced from the dangers. So usually very few numbers of them would have been killed in the battle. Because they usually try to keep themselves distanced and far from the danger. And usually before the battle, they used to nag about issuing or about participating in a battle. Usually they would try to convince other believers not to participate in a battle because they are afraid of losing their lives. So after a battle that the believers lost and they were not the victorious, they used to tell to each other that when we return to the city after this battle, the mighty, they mean themselves, because they think that since they have not participated and they have not joined the battle, they are mighty, they are superior. The mighty will surely expel the abased from it. It means that we will expel the other believers out of the city, so that all benefits of the city would belong to us. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues that, no, yet all might belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one of the characteristics of munafiqeen, of hypocrites, to monopolize everything, to be selfish, to seek every benefit for themselves, disregarding others' share from those benefits. So let's see the second characteristic after a short break. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad ya muslimin sallu alayhi Welcome back, my dear audience, to the series of Talks for Humanity. This is Hamza Azizi. We have been discussing the characteristics of munafiqeen, characteristics of hypocrites in the Holy Book. The second characteristic is to be afraid of death, to be afraid of making any type of sacrifice for the religion, for the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقِتَالِ, when fighting, when battle was prescribed for them, إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَخْشَوْنَ النَّاسِ كَخَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ أَوْ أَشَدَّ خَشْيَةِ, behold, a part of them were afraid of people, meaning of enemies, as if fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or were even more afraid. وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا, and they said, our Lord, لِمَا كَتَبْتَ عَلَيْنَا الْقِتَالِ, why did you prescribe fighting for us? This is a key. And even the battle is it could be a kind of example, kind of a symbol, because jihad, to join a battlefield, is a way for making sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The highest sacrifice, because the most beloved thing that we have is our life. We don't like anything more than we like our life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these people do not want to make any kinds of sacrifice. To the extent that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoins them that you have to participate in jihad, they make complaints to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that why did you prescribe fighting for us? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discovers the secret beyond this complaint. And the secret is that they are afraid of death. You might say that, or one might argue that, okay, naturally, everyone is afraid of death. Not that only hypocrites are afraid. Everyone likes to live. The answer is yes, but it's a different type of fear. Sometimes we are afraid, but when it comes to making sacrifice for our ideal goal, for a better good, we do not hesitate to make sacrifice. Like shuhada, martyrs. You think that the martyrs do not like their lives? Definitely they did. They did like their lives. They did like their families, their children, their spouses. Definitely they did. But the point was that they compared the price of the life within with the precious gold that is going to be given to them in paradise because of the sacrifice that they make to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the hypocrite is not ready to make any sacrifice, is not ready to lose his life for any ideal goal. That is the difference. Inshallah, in the next session, we will continue the characteristics of hypocrites. Thank you. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. Oh God, please don't deprive me a blissful life eternally. One day all my deeds will be shown in front of you, and no one will be beside me. I'll be standing on my own. Blessing me with your mercy is all I'm hoping for. Oh Allah, make my wishes come true.